This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents entered Afghanistan's capital Kabul on Sunday as the United States evacuates diplomats from its embassy by helicopter, and a government minister says power will be handed over to an interim administration. The developments cap a lightning advance by the Islamist militants who were ousted from Kabul 20 years ago by U.S.-led forces after the September 11th attacks on the United States. A Taliban spokesman claims the group is in talks with the government for a peaceful surrender of Kabul. The collapse of the Afghan government defense has stunned diplomats. Just last week, a U.S. intelligence estimate said Kabul could hold out for at least 3 months. Kabul residents say many streets are clogged by cars and people either trying to rush home or reach the airport. Afghans have fled the provinces to enter the capital in recent days, fearing a return to hardline Islamist rule. Haitians worked overnight to pick through shattered buildings in search of friends and relatives trapped in the rubble after a devastating earthquake struck the Caribbean country on Saturday, killing more than 300 people and injuring many more. The 7.2 magnitude quake flattened hundreds of homes in the impoverished country, which is still clawing its way back from another major trembler 11 years ago and has been without a head of state since the assassination of its president last month. Southwestern Haiti bore the brunt of the blow, and by Saturday evening, Haitian officials had registered at least 304 fatalities and more than 1,800 people injured. Churches, hotels, hospitals, and schools were badly damaged or destroyed. The quake sent tremors traveling as far as Jamaica and Cuba. At the Vatican on Sunday, Pope Francis urged nations to send quick aid. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Libyan authorities have shut water supplies to swaths of the country after gunmen demanding the release of a jailed Gaddafi-era official threatened to sabotage the water network. The water authority says supplies to western and southwestern Libya were interrupted overnight Saturday to Sunday. It took the decision to cut the supply after gunmen Thursday stormed several water distribution centers, demanding the release of the jailed official, a brother-in-law of longtime Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. On Thursday, the gunmen gave authorities 72 hours to release him from detention in the capital Tripoli, according to the water authority. If their demands were not met, they planned on attacking the network, which brings water from underground wells in the Sahara to Tripoli. A statement from the Great Man-Made River Authority said it was preferable to cut the water supply than see it damaged in any potential attack. A Hong Kong pro-democracy group that organized some of the biggest protests during months of political upheaval in 2019 is dissolving, the group said Sunday. The Hong Kong Civil Human Rights Front, made up of a slew of member organizations, says it can no longer operate. Local media reports the decision comes as the group faces a police investigation for possible violation of the national security law. The group, which also organized annual protests marking the semi-autonomous territory's handover to China in 1997, is the largest to disband amid a sweeping crackdown on dissent in the city. Earlier this week, the city's largest teachers union disbanded in light of what it said were drastic changes to the political environment. Japan braced for further downpours on Sunday as rescuers sifted through flood and landslide damage after record rain that left at least six dead. Residents returned to check on their mud-covered homes in the country's southwest, where nearly 2 million people were urged to seek shelter on Saturday as dozens of rivers overflowed. Showers eased in the hard-hit region on Sunday, with the water agency downgrading alerts from the top level, but more rain is expected in the evening. The Japan Meteorology Agency has called the recent rainfall levels unprecedented. Japan will never again wage war, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga pledged on Sunday as he commemorated the end of World War II while members of his cabinet visited a shrine seen by critics as the symbol of the country's past militarism. Nearly eight decades since the end of the war, the conflict remains a source of tension between Japan and its neighbors, particularly China and North and South Korea, with the shrine in central Tokyo a focal point for the strain. He said since the end of the war, Japan has consistently walked the path of a country that values peace. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.